Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio Network, and, of course, selected Salem Media stations in some of the big major markets around the country. And hello, Denver. Hello, Atlanta. Hello, Orlando. Hello, Sarasota. Hello, Tampa. And hello, Detroit. Motown. Yeah, Motown. And Seattle, too. Now, by the way, we also broadcast around the world via the internet and the satellite. Maria hears us over there in Germany on the affiliate we have there. And we've got an affiliate in India, Radio Guana. How about that? That's what they call themselves. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. The over-the-road truck drivers, of course, men and women in the 18-wheelers, a very big part of that. The FedEx, UPS, and the bulk mail haulers, a very big part in that, too. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, because without the go juice, we don't go nowhere. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You're also going to be able to find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, we're going to bring back into the mix Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now get ready, because here she comes. Doesn't need much of an addition or much of an entrance here, but the guys on the porch have been waiting, so get ready. It's none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Hey,
yep, they're up there on the porch. They've been waiting. 80 degrees and clear skies. Thank you, guys. See, that was quick. They're going back in. They're going to go have their rest of their coffee, I guess. All right, so Kyle, go ahead. You guys say the pledge.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice
for all. And of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt does every morning here on the program, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And once again, we're back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's the website. And Denise, I think, I personally can say entirely truthfully that I have never discussed with Hunter Biden his overseas business dealings, but I don't think Joe Biden could make that same statement, do you?
No. He certainly can't, especially when it turns out that Hunter actually paid for a global cell phone, if you will, for his father. And this is going to be kind of interesting here to see if there is an ability to get those phone records. You won't necessarily be able to find out the content of those calls, but to know that the calls were made on this, what is called a burner phone or a private line. Apparently it was costing about $300 a month. It was an AT&T private line. And the House Oversight Committee does, in fact, have that information. And so they can issue subpoenas. We'll see where that necessarily goes. But virtually every day, this investigation is getting more whistleblowers and more information. So when we talk about, you know, how come Hunter this and how come Joe that hasn't been prosecuted or those kind of things, it's because the evidence is still coming in. People are still coughing up the goods here. So this is going to be, in spite of the Department of Justice stonewalling things, and that includes how search warrants were drafted and then approved, this is going to be a long slog, unfortunately, and piece parts of the matter have, in fact, gone past the statute of limitations. Other parts have not. There's one particular item that Hunter has not been charged with that he could easily be charged with, and that is in violation of what is known as the Mann Act, M-A-N-N. The Mann Act is known as the White Slave Traffic Act, and this was a situation where it was against the law to transport women for immoral purposes, human trafficking, because it became essentially like sexual slavery. And he transported these women across state lines. And, in fact, often he would fly them. He would pay them their expenses, including first-class tickets on airplanes. So we have that whole lane on the whole Hunter Biden issue, too.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, this portion of the program, conversation that we're having with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, remember, if you got a car, if you got a truck, Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, been in business more than 85 years, and they insure over 27 million drivers. You can get a cost comparison based on what you're driving now, whether it's a car, a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV, whatever. You can bundle all those together and get a cost comparison price for that. But where you really are going to save the money, and I mean big time, is when you bundle in your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance. That will just absolutely drop your premium like a rock. So give it a try. See what they have to offer. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. Go over there and see how much money you can save. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Back to Denise Simon. Hey, Denise.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, time again. Have at it.
Thank you, Captain, and welcome back, Denise. And, you know, Denise, we had heard some of these tapes that were released by CNN, we understand, just very recently here, of Donald Trump talking to some people, I think at Mar-a-Lago, if I'm not mistaken, but talking about all the stuff he had and that it was secret and this kind of thing. What is your take on this, and is this going to be problematic for him in these charges that have been brought?
Well, first of all, there was only reference on this audio tape of one particular document apparently having to do with General Milley and some kind of a plan to hit Iran over their nuclear deal. And Trump was having a off-the-record conversation with a staffer. We don't know who that was. The other interesting thing is who recorded the call. We don't know that. And then whoever recorded, and why was it recorded to start with? And then who took the call and released it to CNN? If there's an active investigation, I would say that's a violation of something or other in a big way. It hinders it. But if you listen to the audio, which I did, Trump makes reference to it isn't declassified, but he had the ability to declassify it. Apparently he was shuffling some papers around. We don't know what he held in his hand that he was making reference to. We don't know if there was some official document there, if it was a classified document, or if it was some kind of a newspaper report, media story. We don't know really what he had in his hand that he was shuffling around. So I'm not fretting on this one just yet. It may cause me to fret, but, there's other questions here that... Why was it recorded, who recorded it, and how did it get to CNN? Let's start there. And I don't know the answer to those.
Kyle, we have a caller. Yeah, I'm going to get to the caller right away. Okay, back in and Bob, what's on your mind?
Robert Kennedy Jr. I think he's is probably the most sane and best of the Democrats. I think he's their best candidate for them. And I don't think Gruesome Newsom is going to come in there. And I don't think Joe Biden. I think he's going to end up overtaking Joe Biden, or Joe Biden is going to just flat bail out of the primaries. All right, what do you think, Denise?
Well, the big question is what is the DNC and the Biden campaign going to do about debates, and are they going to use influencers to do his campaign stops and messaging for him instead of he doing it himself? And if they build this thing like they did in the last election, then Kennedy can... He's got the chops that he can make this thing into a situation where he wins this thing hands down. So it'll really depend upon how the campaign and the DNC deal with this.
Very interesting. Yes, thank you, Backgammon and Bob. And Denise, yes, it does seem like, you know, RFK has a real opportunity here. Do you think he draws votes from both Republicans and Democrats?
I think that's a possibility. But let's not forget the independents. You cannot win a presidential race without independents. And I think that Kennedy is smart enough to have already figured that out, and I believe that his messaging will go to the independents. Not quite sure that the Republicans will have he'll spin off any Republicans in this, but certainly with the independents, I think he could.
Well, what do you think of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy? You know, he's set this date now for the inquiry about the whistleblowers, and the blowback to Merrick Garland could result. Do you think it's going to result in an impeachment action against him?
Well, let's not get too excited here, because a lot of things can happen when there's an inquiry. A lot can necessarily be uncovered. And then a lot that they seek to uncover may not be able to be retrieved. But if enough pressure is there, it could be that Garland will blame somebody else and, you know, somebody else will be the sacrificial lamb. I think the person that's really running the Department of Justice is not so much Merrick Garland as it is Lisa Monaco. And Lisa Monaco is left over from the Obama administration. I find her to be as dangerous as Susan Rice ever was. And she is very well connected to Andrew Weissman. In fact, I think she is one of the architects, along with Weissman, on going after Trump. Together, they wrote, Monaco and Weissman wrote a 186-page document called the Trump Classified Documents Model Prosecution Memo. And this was done this month, and it's 186 pages that they wrote together. So in 186 pages, they are laying out the case against Trump, and I think that they would necessarily use it as a guide sheet for any of the Republicans, but certainly Trump. So don't think that this is really just an impeachment of Garland. Again, it's an inquiry, and that can lead to some very interesting conditions here.
Very interesting indeed. In the time we have left, Denise, more than half of Americans, 56%, say they would support an increase of the U.S. military presence near Taiwan to try to discourage China from invading it. What do you think about that, and would that discourage them, or do you think they're going to move against China anytime soon, pardon me, against Taiwan anytime soon?
I don't know that they will go through some hybrid tactics, China will, to take on Taiwan, but I don't know who did the polling and how many people they necessarily polled and how the question was framed, because I would imagine 0.01% even know what the deal is between China and Taiwan. The rest of the people don't even know where Taiwan is. So I don't hold a lot of sway in that.
All righty, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, Denise. Have a great day. And Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Military and Veterans News segment coming right up, right around the corner.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The implications of the short-lived mercenary rebellion in Russia remain to be seen.
It is a new thing to see Yevgeny Prigozhin directly questioning the rationale for this war, essentially based on a lie.
That's what State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters Monday following the Wagner Group's rebellion. A 14-year-old boy and his stepfather have died in Texas's Big Bend National Park.
Tony Waterman says temperatures in the park rose to a blistering 119 degrees.
The teen, his older brother, and their stepfather had been hiking in Big Bend when the 14-year-old lost consciousness. As his brother carried him to the trailhead, the stepfather raced off to seek help, but was later found dead in his car, which had crashed over an embankment. The 14-year-old was also pronounced dead at the scene. Park officials said the trio were on one of the hottest, most exposed trails in the park.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. You can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more about becoming a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, they have two locations where they'll train you. Very high-paying, in-demand job. You won't need to worry about whether or not you'll have a job or not for the rest of your life. Because when you get certified, that's it. You're in. You are in. You can go to Clearwater, Florida for your training. Or you can go to Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. Either way, they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. High-paying, in-demand job. So, naa.edu, naa.edu. That's one more time, naa.edu. Phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, when I say the Marines, what's that mean to you?
Well, it means to me, Captain, they're usually the first in some places, you know, when they're we have to send a force overseas, and they are the proud, and they're the Marines.
The few, the proud.
Exactly.
The Marines. Well, for the first time in 164 years, they are operating without a commandant, thanks to Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, who has got a hold on the vote for the promotions on the general list for the next commandant and many other general staff officers.
Well, it does seem to be pretty unacceptable, doesn't it?
Well, he's the senator. They're not, and he can hold it up if he wants.
Well, right, but it's not in everybody's best interest to be held up. The Marine Corps needs its commandant.
Well, of course. So, what do we do now, Captain?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, people can make their displeasure known by calling their senator and letting them know, calling the representative.
Yeah.
Bring this into and make it a big news story.
He doesn't like something in the budget, and I get it. I understand that, and that's his way of protesting. But, you know, all it takes is one. This is something Bernie Sanders would do, really. Now, the other thing is that Senate lawmakers are now backing plans for a 5.2% pay raise in their first draft of the annual defense authorization bill, but held back more on an aggressive plan to boost junior enlisted pay by some 35%, opting instead to study the idea of higher base salaries for the lowest paid service members. I don't know how that's going to work out, but all the people that thought at the lower end of the ladder they were going to get an immediate pay raise, 5.2% is a long ways from, say, 30 or 35, which is what they were talking about.
Well, that's right. One of the most important things, too, Captain, is paying our soldiers is the idea of retention. And if you're simply not, you know, if you've got to be on food stamps or something in order to serve your country, that's not going to be something that's going to be sustainable. In fact, the Marine Corps now is looking at changing their policy for enlisted Marines that have been passed over for promotion twice. They're now going to be able to evidently stay in the service, and that's again another bid to boost retention.
Now, we're being told by the Secretary of the Air Force, Frank Kendall, that the Air Force is one of those services that does not have serious long-term concerns about recruiting. And I guess one of the reasons why is because they're taking care of their people, right?
One would think, yes.
Well, how about the Navy? What are they doing?
Good question. What are they doing?
The Navy is offering up to $75,000 in enlistment bonuses for those entering the nuclear field. Now, that's up from $50,000 it previously offered, and the maximum offered to all other ratings. $75,000 to go into the nuclear field with the U.S. Navy.
Well, that's nothing to sneeze at, is it? I mean, and again,
that's the bonus. That's not the pay. That's the bonus.
That's the bonus, right? Mm-hmm. But that's also designed to attract people who are talented and people who are going to be able to serve their country with distinction when it comes to that very kind of very complex part of the Navy. Absolutely.
Now, I heard Denise talking about something about Wagner and if they got pardoned, and if they got this, and if they were intact, and this, that, and the other. There's a story that just popped up from the Associated Press that says all the charges against Yevgeny, and I know I just butchered that name, Prigozhin, for mounting an armed rebellion will be dropped, and the troops who joined him also will not be prosecuted as they are being allowed to go to Belarus.
again, incredibly interesting, because one would think if you had to mount any kind of rebellion against Vladimir Putin's government, that he would take it, well, shall we say, kind of personally and probably do you in. This is that just seems to be standard operating procedure.
I think this has something to do with what's going to happen next with the that army, mercenaries. Mm-hmm.
It very well could, because the stage that has been set here is so odd, given the kind of person we know Vladimir Putin to be.
I have a feeling they're going to go into Ukraine, and they might go in very heavily armed with some of those tactical nuclear weapons we're hearing about. That's one way to stop a war.
Well, but it's another way to start one as well. That's the problem. This is going to be madness, on a level we haven't seen.
What do you think we're going to do with our current leader?
I don't know that there would be some kind of nuclear response per se at first, but this definitely, again, I think it was such a game changer that we wouldn't know exactly what to expect.
We are going to do nothing, because this is Europe's problem. This is in Europe's backyard, and it'll be up to the NATO people that are trying to bring Ukraine into NATO to do something about this. We're going to just sit there and go, that's terrible. Don't do that. Because of our leader, Biden.
Well, one wonders what the response could be. Do you launch a nuclear weapon at Belarus?
Nope.
Where they launched it from? Or, you know, what? In other words, what becomes the next step? Or does everything turn off and Vladimir Putin says, see, I told you so. I told you I was strong. I told you I would do this. I told you I was powerful, and we're off to the races.
Well, if the Chechen military, the paid mercenaries, launch this and do this, then Putin will kill two birds with one stone. He'll say, see, I told you they were radical, and he'll turn on them. He'll destroy them, and he'll also have Ukraine defeated. He'll kill two birds with one storm. That's what he'll do. That's what I've been told by people that know more than I do.
It's just madness. The introduction of a nuclear weapon in this conflict or any other is going to result in very, very bad consequences for everybody.
Of course, but never say never.
Right, so it's more important now than ever to have that strong leadership and to be able to try to head this thing off at the pass.
We don't have it. Dream on. We do not have it, unfortunately. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, we got something special for him if he calls us. We think he's going to, but we got something special.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. You ought to see the numbers coming out of India tonight. We got 10,000 people listening to us over there in India, and we've got 3,500 people listening to us in Germany. And hello to you folks over there. That's just on the internet. All right, now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. Let me tell you something. Moss Acura is located right here in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Now, you can find out all about them by going to MossFamilyAutomotive.com or the Acura website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. What you'll notice is you'll hear and see the You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, police, sheriff, state police, security officers, and church pastors, too, where you will get a discount on your vehicle. Now, you'll also get something called Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own it, you'll get that particular service along with it. And, of course, the bumper warranty, which you can extend if that's something you want to do. But to find out more, go to Moss, MAUSAccura.com, Moss, MAUSAccura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, first, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Kyle, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday, Mr. Watchdog.
Happy birthday, dear.
Happy birthday, Mr. Watchdog. Happy birthday, Mr. Watchdog, to you. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. See? I bet you didn't know that we knew.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You know, birthdays can be really neat. So you're not getting older, you're getting better.
What do they say? I saw something the other day. 50s is the new 25 in your 50s. So I guess, maybe I'm in the new 25. At least I think I mind.
Well, I got to ask you a question here. The New York City congestion pricing plan as something that was designed for New York City. All of a sudden, Joe Biden and the federal government says, oh, my, we can do that in Chicago. We can do that in Los Angeles. We can do that maybe in Atlanta, in Boston, you know, all the big blue cities. Here we go.
Yeah, it's coming. There's no doubt about it. They're going to continue to do that. They'd rather have people take mass transportation and try to funnel things. Yeah, I talked about this yesterday. I mean, it's a little bit bigger than this. American cities, many American cities they're just dying. It's like a death spiral for urban core death spirals that they're in. And it's not just New York and San Francisco and Portland and Chicago. It's also Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis, a lot of Midwestern cities as well. They weren't designed properly. They're not very livable cities. And right now, if you take a look, for example, in New York, where they're actually doing they want to do major construction as far as new buildings is concerned, is in and around the transportation hubs, like in and around Grand Central Station or Penn State. So they're trying to say, okay, it won't be as bad to commute to the city. All you got to do is, go into the train station and you can work in and around those hubs. You don't have to get on a subway and transfer here, there, and everywhere. Again, they don't want people driving into the city. They want to do away with the congestion. They have to raise money because of the fact they're not making as much money off of gasoline taxes. And this is their way of doing it, one other way of doing it.
Well, Chris, if they would use the gasoline tax for what it was designed for, the roads, I wouldn't have a problem. But the problem is they're not doing that. They're using the gasoline tax to balance their budgets or to put money in where it doesn't necessarily need to go, anything but the roads.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. Like your FICA taxes, your payroll taxes coming out of your check.
Mm-hmm.
People think it goes to some sort of magic separate account somewhere. It all goes to the same place and it's divvied out. Now that's just the way it is. Taxes that they go in and they're spent, and that's they tell you, oh, this is for this or this is for whatever this may be. The reality is it goes into one big pool and it's spent.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Chris. Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden and his minions are going to now go out across the country touting his what they call economic record. How successful do you think that'll be, and is there a Joe Biden economic record they would want to be proud of?
Well, Jared Bernstein, I watched him being interviewed yesterday on CNBC, and he's touting, the infrastructure things that Biden has done and, the nonsensical crap about jobs. I mean, obviously, jobs are going to bounce back after the pandemic. And he says that, with people on the various different singular issues, people love Biden's plan. But the reality is his approval rating when it comes to the economy is terrible. And that's obviously due to, kitchen table issues. And I don't see that changing. You're going to go touting your record, but, people are going to be like, wait a second here. This is what I'm paying every single month. This is what prices are at this point in time. I mean, it impacts everybody. I mean, I throw my hands up in the air in certain things. I mean, I'm a pretty much a vampire and I love my steaks and whatnot. I don't go out for steak dinners anymore. I just cook them at home. I mean, it's just, when you're starting out at $65, $70 for a steak, I'm like, this is crazy. And again, this is what things cost. And it's permeates everything. And again, this is, people feel like that they're not, even though they might be making more money, they don't feel like they're making any more money because the money keeps going out the door, whether it be in taxes, whether it be in the higher costs, whether it be in kids' sports, whether it be in coffee, the price of everything has gone up. And they talk about, oh, we got to get inflation down. No, what we need to some degree in certain areas is we need deflation in household items because they've gone up. I don't want them, I want them to stop going up, but I want them to come back down to some sort of normalcy. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I was talking to some people here that were visiting from Europe, and they were blown away. Blown away at what we spend here, what things cost as far as food and just, you know, everyday things. It's very, very expensive here. You know, I'm going to go on vacation in, you know, a few weeks when I normally do. I go over to my family to Greece, and, you know, I can go out to dinner with my family over there, and it doesn't cost much at all, and the food is fantastic. You know, you do that here, forget it. I mean, it's astronomical.
It's $100.
$100 here, forget it. With a family of five,
yeah,
you're not getting for less than $200.
Okay, $200.
Yeah, easy.
Your kids like to eat.
Well, yeah, you got kids that play sports and stuff like that. They're hungry.
Yep. By the way, Merrick Garland, the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said, if we don't get what we want from you by July the 6th, we're going to bring impeachment charges against you. What do you think?
If I have to hear the word impeachment one more time, I think I'm going to throw up in my mouth. Okay? This has got to stop. I know everybody gets rah-rahed up with this. They started this with Bill Clinton and his nonsense, and now it's been put on steroids. Impeach this one, impeach this one, that one. We have an election every 2 years in this country. House election every 2 years, some senators up every 2 years, a president up every 4 years. Okay? You don't like the job that they're doing, replace them then. Again, it's supposed to be high crimes and misdemeanors. I mean, that's you know, how I kind of read the entire thing. And yeah, you take a look at the crap, you know, you look at Biden and the things that he did is as crooked could be. But I'm sorry. A lot of this stuff was out there in the open, if anybody dared to pay attention,
yep,
okay, prior to the election.
Yep.
And they still voted for the guy. So you know what? You know, we got to suck it up. We got an election next year. Focus on that. Focus on doing the right thing by the country rather than this nonsensical impeachment. Oh, we got to impeach Mayorkas. What the hell good is that going to do? He's just going to replace him with somebody that does the exact same thing.
Correct.
Mayorkas can't go to the bathroom unless he asks Joe Biden. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He works for him. Okay? What's the point? I mean, it makes no sense.
Well, you're right. I'm not disputing that for a second. You're nothing, and that's the whole point I've been saying. Nothing's going to happen to Biden. Nothing.
Again, vote him out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you know, you got a year now, all right?
Yep.
So you got a year. And you know, I'm Robert F. Kennedy keeps sneaking up in the polls.
Yep.
And I was pretty impressed with his workout routine. He's a man of my own heart. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's gonna put some weight around on the bench press.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think he's a viable candidate. I'd love to see him in there. I like a lot. I don't agree with everything that he says, but I like a lot of the things he says. And he seems like a pretty honorable guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have an election coming up. This is how you replace people in this country.
All right, here comes the music. My friend, we'll have to let you go until tomorrow, but another great segment. I appreciate it, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. It's his birthday. Send him a message on Facebook. He's over there. Wish him a happy birthday. All right, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along. Coming up with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to find out some stuff about Ukraine from him. And away we go, as they say in the business. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.